You know, you know, sometimes I almost damage my ill-gotten gains by pulling the cord and having all my stuff fall on the floor, but that's not important. What is important is you're here to hear my voice as I talk to you through my vocal cords. Isn't that nice? Sometimes we here at Hack the Dino Gaming Cast bring you the past, present, and future of video games news, previews, and discussions. That isn't one of these times. As a matter of fact, tonight you are in for a extravaganza of ear-bleeding proportions. That's right, we're going to get inside your little hemoglobin and rock the Casbah, as it were, as we make sure all those little red blood cells come pouring out every orifice. Floppy, tell us about your orifice.
Actually, Ben, we are talking about nothing but video games this show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you
mean? Well, we're going to be talking a lot about Fallout. And after that, I think we're going to discuss Game Club.
But...
No, we're actually talking about video games.
But last show, we like...
Oh, we didn't talk about any video games. All. No, like, nothing.
I thought that was a trend going forward.
No, no, that was just a one-off.
Oh.
Which is, you know, sometimes you got to roll with the punches and sometimes you got to talk about video games.
Well, I mean, can we not?
Nah.
Anto?
Yes?
If you had to talk about anything but video games, what would it be?
Anything but video games.
Anything but video games.
Oh, probably.
If you had to talk about butts in video games, who would have the best butt in a video game?
Oh, you're asking me a question that's just not fair.
No, it's not.
Why is this not fair? That's Cloud a subjective
Strife.
Question.
Cloud Strife, not
yeah,
Sephiroth.
It's got a pretty good butt.
Does lots of squats.
Yeah, yeah.
Lunges or squats?
Squats.
Brayden?
Frantically Googling best butts in video games.
Not on the Dino PC!
Way too late for that.
Eve.
Weeks too late for that.
Jesus. Okay, maybe I shouldn't have Googled this.
No, like, really though, it's Solid Snake, right?
No, it's gonna...
Oh, yeah, from Metal Gear Solid 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stellar Blade came out a week ago.
Nah,
hands down, it's going to be up there.
No, no, Solid Snake. Solid Snake clearly has the best buns in this kitchen. That's right.
Cooking mama.
Did you... Okay, this is... this is probably like old news by now, but did you guys see that one Twitch streamer who always gets in trouble for always pushing the limits of what they're allowed
Dr. to do? Dr. Disrespect?
You're about to say what I think you're about to say, aren't you?
It's the redhead lady.
The green screen butts?
Yeah.
Amareth, what's her latest thing?
She green screened, as in she wore green like booty shorts.
Right.
And then streamed Fortnite on her shorts.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, we know.
No, I'm not. Like, if she wants to do it, that's fine.
I mean,
I'll watch it.
If it's within the guidelines, then yeah, fine.
It got banned.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But why? Why did it get banned?
Because it goes against Twitch's terms of service.
What,
but it wasn't her butt. Yeah. Like, her butt was invisible.
Yeah, it was like it was a beautiful tapestry.
I'm pretty sure I could be wrong. You're not allowed to show anything that is suspected. Female presenting nipples or a hint at like.
But I can show my
legs. So we can get our nipples out right now.
Probably.
That's messed up, yeah. Twitch.
Fuck that. Free the nipple.
What the hell is your problem?
Yeah.
Free the nipple.
On men, they're completely useless, so you should be more offended.
How dare you? They are not useless.
Yes, they are.
What I get use out of mine.
Yeah. Mine's got metal in it.
If it's cold enough, I can break into banks.
Yeah. Don't, Floppy will get banned.
Right. No, it's not a female nipple, mate.
Oh, that's fine. Well,
it's a pierced male nipple. When it gets cold, I can make the piercing stand up.
Boing. Brayden, what piercings do you like seeing stand up?
Right? What?
we're just talking about best butts in video games, and
yeah,
we just saw
so it's
Raiden.
Not Raiden. No, not Raiden.
I
Raiden,
couldn't see what
Raiden.
It was because of the camera.
Raiden's got a 2x4 butt. Solid Snake.
This forum post I'm scrolling through is not good.
Raiden has a butt like two badly parked Volkswagens. That's right, you heard it here first.
Okay, this is the one good thing I found in this forum post.
Look at that. See, for
that's
the podcast.
All you need. That's it. It makes everything else worthwhile.
For the podcast listeners, imagine Solid Snake twerking. There you go.
There you
but
go.
Side done. To side twerking somehow.
Oh, he's given his... He's giving his pelvic floor a good shaking.
I was going to say, imagine a bobblehead, but on a butt. So a buttle head.
A bubble
it's a
butt.
Bubble butt.
Bubble, bubble, bubble butt.
I promise you we're going to talk about video games now.
It's true. Nothing but video games. And butts.
Brayden.
Hi.
Brayden.
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 Hi.
You've become quite obsessed with an old Fallout show.
I have indeed.
Could say he's a Fallout boy.
I'm something of a Fallout boy myself.
No, you good can't one. Say that because Brayden has talent and charisma.
Yeah, that's true. Oh,
bless. Are you saying Fallout boy?
Oh, he's a
highly
Willem Dafoe,
successful
didn't?
Musician.
It's ben all fake. Just doesn't like
it's all fake.
Emo.
It's all fake.
It's all fake.
Whoa,
that's the fake media.
Oh, fake news.
Yeah. No, not news, media.
Media
is fake now. In fact, reality's fake. Reality's only a perception.
Oh.
Perception is reality, and reality rejects you.
Sounds like you need to change your cognition, Ben.
I'm going to take my pants off.
No, it was Onslaught. Anyway.
He's beginning to believe.
He's beginning.
Fallout!
Fallout! Much like a lot of the rest of the internet at the moment, I'm pretty obsessed with jumping back into Fallout. And so...
You're welcome.
I was thinking about Fallout, and a lot of people have been discussing Fallout, and I was just thinking about how little Fallout content is actually available at the moment.
There's not much.
There's heaps of bobbleheads.
Really not a lot.
No, there's not.
Heaps of pops.
So, I don't think there are.
No, they're not. They were out years ago.
Yeah, like a long time ago.
Many years.
It was Fallout 4 when it was.
Unfortunately, what's going to happen is they're going to be too late to get it started, and you're going to end up with an Animal Crossing situation where they only just released their Animal Crossing Lego, which is amazing, and no one cares.
Well,
no.
Ben, have I got a proposition for you? Oh. So, I have pieced together how Xbox should have capitalized on the success and resurgence of the Fallout franchise.
Why Xbox?
Because they own
what?
Microsoft and Xbox... Don't know if you know this. I'm going to give you a little bit of history. I'm going to give you a history lesson right now, okay?
Yeah, good.
So, while I do, I'm going to pull up some Fallout footage so people... you know when the kids are on the TikToks and the shit and
they can't watch anything without having Subway Surfer?
Yeah, they need
the
Subway Surfer open on the side.
I don't know what that means.
It's okay. Don't worry, Floppy. It's fine.
This is a weird collection of words that just came out.
So, I'm going to play some Fallout footage while I give everyone a bit of a history lesson. So... Back in 2021, Microsoft acquired ZeniMax for $7.5 billion.
So much money.
In the year prior, in 2020, Amazon announced that they were going to be adapting Fallout into a TV series with the director of Westworld attached.
Excellent.
Which is, you know, pretty confidence-inspiring. You know, Westworld, Fallout, you can see some similarities there. They're both dark and gritty, but also very quirky.
Lots of robots.
And Westworld was just really good.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, you're off to a good start here.
Yeah.
So that means that they had just under 4 years between the announcement of that show and the show releasing this past month.
So what you're saying is a long time.
Pretty long time. And I'm not talking about AAA games here, but we'll get to that. So 4 years where Bethesda and then also Xbox
game, Triple H.
completely whiffed at the opportunity to ride the spike in interest for this game series. So continuing this, there hasn't been a Fallout game since 2018.
That's insane.
76?
Which was Fallout 76.
2018 was the last time I had a holiday.
Damn, I'm so sorry.
Legitimately.
Oh, man. Oh, I hope you're okay.
No.
Oh.
Anyway, continue.
You just go on holiday, mate.
So Fallout 76 sits at an Open Critic rating of 53.
Wow.
It's the only Fallout game on Open Critic to sit below an 80.
What are we looking at here?
So this is a side-by-side comparison of the next-gen update of Fallout 4.
It looks the same.
It's just 60 frames per second. That's the only difference.
So they made it worse.
Better.
Incorrect.
Smoother. With that, there hasn't been a decent Fallout game since 2015.
Yeah.
Which was
Fallout 4.
With Bethesda busy working on Elder Scrolls 6 at the moment.
Sorry, just quickly, just so I can visually see this. Fallout 4.
Yes.
Is the front Fallout, is that just the letter 4? So it's Fallout?
Oh my God. God damn it, Ben.
No.
God damn it.
For those of you who weren't here before, we were having a discussion about Resident Evil 5. And I was saying, if you're going to remake Resident Evil 5, the S needs to be a 5, so it's re-5 and evil. Because it makes sense. And these morons literally think that the V
Resident Evil. Possibly the same way that they did in Resident Evil 7 no. and 8.
No. No. See, Michael Towns agrees with me.
Five All Out.
Five All Out. There you go.
Stupid.
Funnily enough, Five All Out is the third American Tale film.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Not Five All Goes West, Five All Out.
Five All Out. Five All Out.
With that, Fallout 5.
The fuck are we doing in this show?
Easily won't be arriving until the mid-2030s. Think about that. Because of the Elder Scrolls 6 development, Fallout 5, the next mainline Fallout title from Bethesda Games, won't be arriving until easily the mid-2030s.
That's too far away.
No, because so far didn't away. Didn't Toddy Boy say that it's going to be after Elder Scrolls was when they're going to do Fallout 5?
Yeah.
And Elder Scrolls never coming out.
No.
That's easily 10 years away.
And when it does, it's going to launch horribly, and then they'll have to spend 4 years trying to fix it.
No, they won't do that. The fans will fix it for them, and then they'll release it on their smart fridges.
That's it.
That's fair.
That's it. So, the closest that they have come right now to capitalizing on the success of the Fallout TV show, they've put the games on a Steam sale the week it came out. Thank you very much. That's great. And they did their 60 frames per second update a week late. Cool. Whatever. And they've also done a set of Magic the Gathering cards.
I saw those like yesterday and was like, what the shit?
Dude,
and
that's Magic the Gathering are going nuts.
They've done... collaborations with everyone.
They've got Assassin's Creed ones coming out.
Oh, and Hasbro love their money. They love making money. That's what they're all about. But
they did the Lord of the Rings.
With all that context, I'd like to pitch everyone some games that could have made 2024 the year of Fallout.
And I mean, the way the world's headed, we're going to be
actually
the
is
Fallout.
The year of Fallout.
I know it sounds like World War III, but I'm talking about the franchise here.
Oh, okay.
So. I've put these games up here for you guys.
Okay. What were they doing when they died?
It's in a church.
I think they were praying and spraying. So, with that said,
we've all been there.
So that I'm not just monologuing at you guys, I've provided some games here for you, and I'd love for each of you to take some turns reading them out, and I'd love to hear your. I'd love to hear some feedback on what these games.
I'll go first.
How they could go?
Go for it, Floppy.
All right, first one is Fallout Shelter 2.0. Remember that cute little mobile game that they released alongside Fallout 4 in the style of the Vault Boy art? I do remember this because I did what I normally do with mobile games. I put it on my phone for 2 days and then took it off.
Funnily enough, this is the only Fallout game I've played.
That does not surprise me. It's a really good game. How they haven't done anything with that style is super crazy. All they need to do is expand upon the base of building out a shelter and building a community with an RPG-style scavenging edition with turn-based combat and plenty of wild choose-your-own dialogue encounters. Chuck it on your Steam Deck, chuck it on mobile, chuck it on handheld, everything. Massive hit. That sounds like a great idea because it sounds like, and I want to say, I'm not going to say that it's not a lot of work, but it sounds like a significantly smaller amount of work than making like a full-fledged AAA game.
So that's right. The thing you'll start to notice here. A 4-year development cycle, that's quite tight for a full-fledged Fallout game.
Yes, but for like a handheld game, it's probably achievable. I'm
also,
assuming, never
being able
made
to get it out to side studios coming in, helping them out while Bethesda continues their work on Elder Scrolls.
Show of hands, idea. Who played Fallout Shelter? And voices for the audio podcast.
Back
me,
when
me.
Me.
So we all did. Who played it? Like significantly
For that week. Yeah,
I think I played it daily for about 10 months.
Jeez.
Wow, really?
Yeah,
I played it daily for one
so
day.
So answer me this. Daily for a day. Is there an end goal, or is it a Civ game, simulation
game,
where it continues?
Yeah, it's just designed to be
money.
A money-grabbing, attention-grabbing thing. Think Simpsons Tapped Out, but with less staying power.
You played it.
For anyone who plays more than one mobile game ever.
So I don't play mobile games.
Yeah. Simpsons Tapped Out was like, you build Springfield up from nothing after something destroys it all. And it just becomes
SimCity.
A thing you... Yeah, it's like Simpsons City.
Simpsons City.
Sort of similar to that in the fact
works,
that
Ben.
When you build it up... similar to Fallout Shelter, when you get to like where you've got everything, it just becomes a check-in simulator.
So I've got one more idea to add to this, Braden, and tell me if you think it would work or not.
Mm.
Could you incorporate something with this into, say, Fallout 76 or something, so that you can get some kind of, I don't know, resource management or something going in between them, so they spoke to each other, interactive.
Or just stick a arcade cabinet in one of the vaults and you go there and you play it.
Ooh,
and it shows
you play it within
your
the game?
Current... Ooh, yeah, okay, that's cool.
Well, they already that's had fun. A similar system to that in Fallout 4 where you could get games for your Pip-Boy. You could just play like 8-bit, 16-bit sort of like platformy inspired games within Fallout.
So. Imagine if they brought the Pip-Boys back again that you could just buy.
You could just buy them?
Like
I mean,
when Fallout 4 came out.
It's a big way to make money.
Yeah.
And something they've already waste done. Money and environmental resources. But yeah.
You could say that about action figures too there, mate. But
yeah, true. I mean, you know, they're not making mine anymore though.
Anyway.
Number two. Fallout Tactics.
Hey.
Bring it back. They made a tactics game in 2001, and the modern XCOM format would fit the world of Fallout super well, with building out your squad with members from your own town, or gang, or cult, or vault, or horse, or cart, or troll, or words.
I feel like you're ad-libbing now. I missed this game completely.
So, this
never
was...
played it?
So, no. One of the things that people said about Fallout 1 and 2, combat, not great. What'd they do? They decided to make a spin-off game purely about combat.
So when did this come out? Not chronologically, release.
So it was 1, 2, this.
Right.
I think this was late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah, so 2001 was this bad boy.
And what was this on?
PC baby.
486. Pentium 1, Pentium 2, maybe.
This is a point-and-click adventure.
This is our game.
If you had... bought that Pentium 2, you could play this.
Yeah, the first console Fallout game was a spin-off called Brotherhood of Steel. I think that was on PS2.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. Anyway.
But
I could totally see this working nowadays, or like an update for this or something.
I was thinking a HD remaster would fit, but then I also liked the idea of you could like choose your like choose a not like side or team or something, but like
a faction.
Yeah, you choose your faction and then that changes like what types of builds you could get. So like you could be like a real like scavenger and you could have like a berserker and stuff. Or you could have like vault dwellers and they're all a bit more like squishy but they're smarter. Like
are
that
you,
sort of stuff.
Are you picturing this in like the Diablo 4 engine style stuff?
Yeah, that sounds right.
I think what Ben was saying about how turning this into something like an XCOM or Midnight Sun style
it's a good point
strategy game would be the best way to do it.
I
like,
think so.
Yeah. Even, simplify it. Make it like Mario and Rabbids, the Spark of Hope or whatever.
Exactly what I was thinking when I wrote that.
Give it those kind of like gameplay tweaks and that would be a surefire hit for everyone.
You're right. Well done, me.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done, Ben.
And again, smaller scale, not too big.
Yeah.
Four-year development. Possible.
I reckon it's doable.
All right, Anto, what's the next one?
Where did we get to? Fallout Collection. So in years past, they have released collections of like all the Fallout games, but for PC. But they should have released the Fallout Collection, so you know all the mainline games and any spin-offs, day and date with the TV show, and just chucked it on all modern systems because... most of them are old enough to run on all current hardware.
You know what they could even do?
What?
Like, put up before or after an episode, play the games now.
Yeah,
like
perfect.
And you go in and you log into whatever. Because aren't some of the Fallout games even on Switch now?
No, I don't think they've ever actually come to Switch.
No. I'm not totally sure that this didn't get released again
It didn't get the TV release, but there was a modern, recent release for Xbox and PC.
Because they've never ported
Vegas or 3 to PS4.
No, no, I mean as the PC thing. I'm pretty sure they brought out the Nuke edition.
They did, yeah, there was the Nuke edition. Yeah,
yeah,
you're correct.
In stores when the TV show released.
Well, that's great for PC people who buy things physically.
No, no, because it's got Steam codes in it.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
What are
you
doing?
Do buy a bomb that makes bomb sounds.
Who was talking about wasted resources before?
Like, can you imagine?
Cardboard recyclable.
if they were like, hey, we hope you liked this show, now go to your local game store and you can buy Fallout 3, Fallout New Vegas, and Fallout 4.
That would be amazing.
With all DLC. Yeah.
Where's our local game store?
In
Brayden?
One little bundle, and it's all available on your modern consoles.
Yeah, that would
you don't
be
have
great.
To pull out the old PS3 to play Fallout 3.
Yeah, especially if you're a pretty much PlayStation only person. Like,
yeah.
You cannot play 3 or New Vegas unless you've got PS3 hardware. Yep. Because, you know, if you've got a Series X, backwards compatibility means that you get a frame boosted version of 3 in New Vegas on your Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
But
as long as it's
bothered.
Supported.
And
because they're not,
on,
not every game.
Not everything, but
they're
I know
on
they,
Game Pass,
these ones do.
I believe.
Yeah, yeah, they are.
Yeah. I'd be interested to see those numbers compared to the Steam numbers and stuff.
Yeah.
All right, Brayden. Your turn.
Okay, so my last one's a bit weird, but stick with me. So, the studio behind Fallout New Vegas, which were basically the team that did Fallout 2 back in the day, they've kind of moved on from Fallout since you know, Bethesda took over and mm-hmm. they were like, no, it's our baby, it's ours. And they've been getting a bit more creative. The closest they've done is Outer Worlds.
That did really well, didn't it?
The sci-fi...
Well, they're making a sequel.
Fallout-like. Mm. They are working on a sequel. They're also in the middle of working on Avowed, which is their fantasy...
Yeah.
It's very Elder Scrolls.
Very Elder Scrolls coded, but that's fine. And they've also done some other stuff. They did Grounded... And they did Pentiment as
was
well.
Grounded the one where you're like the size of an ant?
Honey, yeah, it's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids co-op fun adventures.
Yeah, that seemed cool.
But wait, one of those games is a game all about talking and decision making, which has a quirky art style and a smaller scale. That's right. I want Fallout meets Pentiment. Now, if you've
that
got,
would be amazing.
You've got Fallout Pentiment. You're instead of the stained glass like style of what they whatever they're called. I can't remember what they're called. The style of art that
Windows.
This old school thing is. Yeah,
stained glass windows.
Doing it in the Vault Boy style art style animations, a little bit like Fallout Shelter, but maybe a little more polished. You can have it be like. Quirky and like look like it's playing on an old retro TV or something.
Give it the Cuphead treatment.
Great. Yeah. Oh yeah, Cuphead, 100% style like that.
With that music too, because it suits.
Well, yeah, the old timey music, it'd be great. And it's all about just having conversations, meeting wacky people, like making choices. Like there'd be action, but you wouldn't be like, you know, you suddenly playing like Cuphead. It would
what's
be
happening
like
to those two in
choices.
The
down the bottom?
Yeah.
Don't mind him. Don't mind this guy.
No,
the guys next to
him. Oh, I know them.
There is something forcibly going on there, I'll tell you that much.
This guy's having a good time.
We've all been there.
I know it's niche, but I still feel like it would sell about 50 times the amount that Pentiment sold. So, I don't know. I feel like it would be a good fit for Obsidian as well.
If we're
going to
rip off other games, why don't they just make like a Curse of the Obra Dinn type game where you go and investigate a vault that's blown up.
Oh, and then you could do just different vaults.
Mm,
I mean, that's cool. Basically
each vault could be its own mystery.
That's like that's basically how they treat vaults in Fallout games anyway. Mm. It's like, ooh, discover what happened in this one.
That's pretty cool.
I have a suggestion for another very quick Fallout inspired thing.
Oh yeah.
Are you guys familiar with West of Loathing?
West of Loathing.
It's a wacky...
Is that an English thing?
Yeah. So it's a stickman based.
What?
Turn-based RPG, which is just full of like toilet humor and crude stuff.
No, it doesn't sound like my thing.
I feel like it should just be something like that, as you've suggested, with the art style of like the Vault Boy comics and all that sort of thing.
Yep.
Oh, that's
it would just
weird.
Be perfect.
Oh,
this is honestly.
Oh, I thought
a
that
really
was a dick
time.
And balls.
No, like so combat, you get like gunslinger, melee, and then like snake. Charmer, where you get like snake oil and weird medicines you make that are basically poisons and stuff.
Okay.
It's really stupid. Coda put me onto it like 4 years ago. It's just a really good time.
There was a stick man that had ribs. That was weird.
This looks very fun.
I've been contemplating picking up. I've never finished a Fallout game. I've never played much of a Fallout game. I played a little bit of Fallout 3. I played a little bit of Fallout Shelter. I played a little bit of Fallout 4. But I know so many people that are pretty deep into the Fallout, just sort of lore and stuff. friend of the show, V, massive fan of Fallout 4. I'm thinking about getting back into it, but I don't know if I want to do 3 Vegas or 4.
Do 4 for ease of use for your preferences.
I have a PS3.
I'm going to have to wait until Fallout 11.
Till you've got time to play?
No.
No, because so then you'll be playing Metroid Dread.
No, because it'll be 4.11
Oh,
out.
God.
Oh, thank you, everyone, for joining us for Hack the Dino this week.
Wow. Floppy.
Yes.
We've got a little game club happening.
We do. We need to get some music for game club or something.
Here you go.
Game club.
There you go. Wow. That's what there is. Game club time.
It's like being punched in the face by a theme song.
Yeah.
So we do. We have a game club. It's like a book club, but with games. So the four of us have picked a bunch of games that mean something to us that we would love the others to experience. Whether that experience is good or bad, yet to be known. And we've done a few already. The first one off the first cap off the ranks was everyone got to play Space Quest, which is one of my favorite games of all time from when I was a kid.
I enjoyed it. I was no good at it, but I enjoyed it.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Took Braden a long time to work out that you used the cursor keys to walk.
Oh, man.
Which I, you know what? Thinking back on that, like it makes sense. But to me, because it's so normal, to you, you had no idea. And so you would, didn't you say you were typing like walk left?
I was assuming it was like older than what it was.
You were thinking it was like Zork.
Oh yeah, I was thinking it was a text-based thing.
You thought it was mud.
Like, I guess
yeah.
I should start typing.
So all commands are text-based apart from walking.
Exactly. I was like, I don't know what, anyway.
But yeah, so we did that. Then we did Shinobi 3, Anto's pick. That was really cool.
That was a fun game. Beautiful looking game, actually.
It did.
And the soundtrack is the standout for me. Yuzo Koshiro did Streets of Rage. Did some early Sonic stuff. Top tier composer.
No, I loved the variety in the levels. I thought that was very cool. I
thought the pixel art, especially in the big sprites, that was it for me.
Actually, like the parallel scrolling in the backgrounds with all the layers moving. It was a cool game.
It's that a was really cool. pretty looking game.
And then in the last Fortnite, we've been playing one of Ben's games.
Yeah. Fortnite.
I'm playing Zuko, if anyone cares.
Which is, funnily enough, is also one of my favourite games from growing up.
Funnily enough, it's on the green screen right now.
Because we were...
Oh my god!
Was that by design?
I don't think so.
Amazing. There's no way I could design that. That's a 2-hour video.
So, Ben, you chose as one of your picks Wolfenstein 3D. Not the first first-person shooter, but the first person shooter to that genre.
I thought it was.
No. There were other first-person games.
But this is the first first-person
I think this is the one
shooter.
Where you were a shooter.
This is the one that popularized
started
genre,
everything.
Yeah.
That sort of started things. It's what game that I grew up with as well.
Mm. So I played this on my...
Should I go first? Because my views are going to be pretty...
I just want to say that this game... I forgot last time, but this game was the reason we upgraded from a 386 to a 486 because it wouldn't run very well on my 386. No. And I begged my dad to get me a 486 until I could play it.
So, yes, this was made by id Software, same guys that did Doom, or like went on to do Doom and a bunch of other stuff as well.
Commander Keen.
Quake.
They did Commander Keen before this. I love this game. It had secret walls. It had killing Nazis. Both of those great things, but it had a story, which is always something that grabs me as well. Like I do like the story of B.J. Blazkowicz having to storm this castle, Wolfenstein, find Hitler.
You just like stories about B.J.s.
Canonically, B.J. Blazkowicz is the grandfather of Commander Keen.
And the grandson of someone else.
No, the great-grandfather of Doom Guy.
Of Doom Guy, that's right. Having said that, that was made canonically well after these games were made.
Fan theory, and then someone...
Sure.
Yeah, okay, that works.
Yeah, okay. So yes, I played this again. It was so good to play it. I did play it in the browser like link that you had. I didn't go through and finish it, but I know this game so well that it was just... It was a nice little, like a little comfort read.
Yeah. It's a nice refreshment down memory lane.
Like I just go through and I enjoyed it and it makes me feel good and it made me feel 13 again.
Yep.
And then I looked at my grey hairs.
Yep. So I decided, because I've played this game a lot, you know what? I'm going to try and play it as many different versions as I can and sort of like choose the best one.
Oh.
Spoiler alert, the PC one's the best one.
What else did you play it on?
I played it on Super Nintendo.
Oh, that was rubbish. They took out heaps of the stuff.
Yeah, they took out Hitler's moustache. Because they didn't want Hitler.
He wasn't Hitler. He was Hissler or something.
Pretty sure it had no blood as well.
He was
no
called,
blood.
He was called Hissler.
Yep. and you didn't get... Ach, mein Leben!
My life!
See, I always thought it was my leg. And I always thought I was shooting the Nazis in the leg. Well, that's because I was aiming for the crotch because fuck nuts.
You can't aim. You can't aim up and down. There's no X. There's no...
In my head, I was.
Oh, okay.
What I really loved about this game, and I still remember this, this is a core memory playing this game, is finding a secret passage.
Yeah.
And then finding another secret passage in that secret passage.
Oh, Inception.
Yeah. It was, that blew my mind. And also treasures. Shooting Nazis in the back. That was a fun time as well. Yeah. And then the big grin he makes when you get the huge gun.
Yes.
Like you can see down, gun? Yeah, down the bottom of the screen, you've got a head of BJ Blazkowicz. And as his health goes down, he gets bloodier
you've
and
got
bloodier.
A head of BJ.
But then when you get the Gatling gun, he just gets this massive grin on his face.
Yeah.
And of course, let's not forget as well, the cheat codes. I cannot remember them off the top of my head, but they are simple inputs on the keyboard. And you got like God mode, infinite ammo.
There was ID followed by
that's
something.
That's right. ID God or ID...
ID KFA.
ID KFA. Yeah, yeah.
KFA, so, yeah.
I get the ones from Wolfenstein and Doom mixed up.
Same.
ID, SP, ISP, OPD.
Yeah. So like this game, I just think it's beautiful. I think it's a fun game where you get
ID
to
KFA.
Shoot Robot Hitler in the face.
Yeah.
And
I think that was my favorite part.
Robot Hitler.
Yeah.
So one of the big things in this is you can't aim up and down. The key to these games was to strafe and to strafe well.
Yep.
It's what stopped you from getting hit while being at a. You didn't always aim by turning. You quite often aimed by strafing.
Because I was about to say, oh yeah, because the guards shoot like stormtroopers. I went, oh duh. Yeah. Fantastic game.
I'm super keen to hear what other people have. And we've got a couple of other views from outside as well.
Did you collate them? Because I didn't.
There's one from Dylan the Villain in Discord, and I've had one sent to me by someone else.
And Michael Towns as well played this lot as well. But Anto, have you played this before?
I had played it before, but the version I played prior to Game Club was the Super Nintendo version years and years and years and years ago. And
it's an expensive game now on the Super Nintendo.
Very pricey. But the most recent version prior to Game Club was when I got my Quest 2 headset, I downloaded the Doom and Wolfenstein ports that someone has made in VR.
Yes.
So I was just running around with my Quest on, you know,
shooting I would actually like to do that.
Yeah, I'd like to play Wolfenstein in 3D, actually.
But yeah, I had a great time with it. It's definitely, it's well before I started playing these types of games. I started playing first-person shooters with Quake and Return to Castle Wolfenstein on the PC.
Which is what they got and went to.
Which is where
after.
They went to after this was released. So going back to it after playing all of those others is a huge... Yeah, it's so good.
No, I can't do that.
It's so good. But yeah, going back to a shooter that has such limited controls compared to what we're used to now was a very interesting experience. Especially after having played this where you can aim freely in virtual 3D space.
See, I find the mechanics easier to do things with because you don't have to be as precise.
Yeah, like when you sort of... Speaking as someone who plays a lot of intense
there
action
it is.
Games.
There it is. Brayden found it. The secret in the secret.
When you go back to something like this and wrap your head around how comparatively simple stuff is, it makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely... If you treat it as a product of its time... It's still a very, very enjoyable experience. Like, who doesn't like shooting, you know,
Nazis? Everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
You do have to shoot the dogs, but they're Nazi sympathizers, so fuck them.
Nazi sympathizers. Yeah, I don't really have much more to say other than, like, even now, it's still... I'd give it, like, an 8.5, 9 out of 10.
How did you play? How long did you play?
Oh, I finished it.
How long did it take you?
Like, a couple of sessions over the course of a week.
Yeah, it's like a 6 to 8 hour
long,
game.
Yeah.
At max 6 to 8 hours.
What difficulty level did you select?
I just played on normal.
Baby mode?
No, just normal.
Normal mode?
Oh, I remember that secret.
So do I. Yeah.
See, a lot of this stuff, like the secrets went over my head because...
You didn't know what to look for.
Well, I didn't know what to look for, but also like my sensibilities for looking for secret stuff in video games is very much colored by the 16-bit and 32-bit era.
Yep. Mm.
So I'm always looking for like cracked walls that you can easily throw a bomb at or...
No, the only way to do like it, that. You had to strafe along the wall spamming the open door. Yeah.
Or there were walls that had a different color on them.
Oh, really?
I think some of the gray walls had like moss.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Or it was the pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, the pictures always.
Yeah, like that. Or, you know, the giant
Brayden
symbols.
Had you ever played Wolfenstein 3D before?
I had not.
How and much were you aware of?
I was very aware of it. Just due to its sheer power in the culture of gaming.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that's always been on the, like, the list of, like, you know, classic essentials that sort of guided the way to modern games.
It's like the, you know, the games that got us where we are today.
Yeah, very much. And yeah, the sheer importance and, like, almost virality of, like, Wolfenstein 3D and Doom is crazy. And having never played it before, quite a learning curve for me. I didn't fail nearly as much as I did with Space Quest. But once I sort of got to grips with how to actually control the game and play it and get used to...
Use the cursor keys, Brayden.
Only being able to look left and right and not up and down or anything. As well as just like, yeah, learning the visual language of this game where, yeah, I did start to realize like, oh, there's not a lot of doors going on. And then I would start trying paintings and stuff and trying to get through there. This is like, I understand why people were just like obsessed with this back in the day because it's fun.
And how important was that end screen where it gave you the percentages of how many people you
murdered,
you unalived?
Oh, classic. When it's just like, again, my whole thing, like, what's with the score? Like,
it was just, there was, yeah, it was the treasure that you collected gave you your score.
Yeah. I it was just like, okay.
You didn't need the score because you got to the end of the level.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But yeah, I did have a good time with this. I played a solid, like, couple hours. And yeah, it was just, once you really get into the groove of it, like, and not just, you know, in my natural state of, you know, dual thumbsticks. Yeah, it was really fun.
What did you play it on, Brayden?
I played it on the wonderful little link that you sent through.
Oh, good. The official link that I sent
yes,
through.
Yes, the browser official. One. Yeah.
No, were you aware, or did you know straight away that it wasn't a mouse game? Like, you don't use the mouse?
So, I tried using the mouse, and it was weird. So then, once I looked up the actual, like, you know, here's the keyboard controls, I was like, oh, okay. Let's try it just like that.
And it was designed around that.
So. Yeah, and it made way more sense. And yeah, I thought it worked really well. I was surprised at how much it, like, holds up. Like, its visual style doesn't just, like... It doesn't suffer from that, like, you know... When games were, like, early 3D and it's like, oh, this looks like poo.
Pixel art just has that charm. Like,
yeah.
Early 3D stuff, especially the rough... stuff like, you know, Castlevania and Hercules Legendary Journeys, Bubsy 3D, like, ugh. That sort of stuff just does not age, whereas pixel art, and I will argue on this hill till I die, it's just timeless.
Yep, yeah. Right there with you.
It naturally keeps its art style no matter how long it's been.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic and really helpful when you just want to kill some Nazis.
Yep.
And don't that... we all? Hey, the message of this game, kill some Nazis, take down Hitler, take down Mecha Hitler.
Yeah,
that's Mecha choice. Hitler.
It's not the worst one ever, is it?
It's pretty good.
I'm trying to find, would you like to search for Dylan the Villains list? I got a few people to play this. One of them wrote me a review. I got my 21-year-old son to play this.
Nice.
Who's in the Discord under Inari Fox. If you see them there, throw them a hello. Sent me a... Well, where is the link?
It's all right. While you're trying to find that, I've got Dylan the Villains
here. Okay, well, if you go with Dylan's.
So you keep trying to find Inari Fox's.
Got it.
If you do want to read these, be sure to head on over to hackthedino.com and join our Discord, which you can for free. We have fun times there, so you should jump on in.
There'll be hot takes and ceaseless bullying of my interest in Final Fantasy VII.
No one's bullied you in a long time.
Are you kidding? It started like 2 days ago again.
Oh, really? Who? Who? Give me names, Anto. I'll sort them out.
I'm not giving any names.
That's all right. I'll go
just,
back.
Just read back 2 days, search, you'll figure it out.
I was going to say, it's a public Discord.
Yeah, it's a public forum.
All right, so Dylan the Villain, their review on Wolfenstein 3D. All right, in summary, very satisfying to kill Nazis.
Agreed.
Audio and soundtrack, very 90s.
Agreed. Awesome.
Excellent. I can understand how when it was released, it was a masterpiece.
True.
Correct. Controls took a while to get hold of. Also, I'm not too sure if there was the emulator or my computer, but I couldn't turn right while moving, but turned left fine. This put a bit of a strain on my hand and fingers.
That is weird.
That is weird. That
sounds like something's wrong.
Yeah, you probably should have refreshed the legal thing you were playing it on. Made it to the third floor. Didn't like how I lost my machine gun after dying.
That is frustrating.
It is, and it gets harder to go back and get it.
Yeah.
Definitely hated having to kill the dogs. Yeah, I understand. But
they're Nazis.
Yeah. Sure. All in all, it was a fun time. I may go back and try and finish it, but not anytime soon. And that's all I ask.
That's like, a really fair
assessment. Very fair evaluation, yeah.
Yeah, I think as long as people try this sort of stuff, and that's what I really like about this game club, is that, yes, you're getting out of your comfort zone, but because these games mean something to us when we choose them, you're getting a look at... Because, like, Floppy and I are old men.
It's true.
All right, taking all the self-deprecation aside, you and I, Floppy, have been very lucky in that the time period we've been alive, we have seen the technology jump in gaming
from
astronomically. Yeah, like, we've been here for the whole ride.
I was born in 1980.
And I was born after that.
In
1982. So... I think it's really important that younger people like Anto and Brayden and Dylan, you're younger.
Yeah, only by like 6 years or something.
But it's 10 years. But you need go back. Like, so that's a full decade. It's a decade of gaming that you weren't able to experience that we did. I just think going in with an open mind like that, like Dylan has, and playing it and saying, yeah, like it was fun. I gave it a go. I might go back to it. I might not. But at least you've experienced it and you understand the history of where it came from. Because there's one thing that video game companies weren't very good back then, getting better at now, but preserving their own history.
Yes.
Agreed.
Can I just... Dylan makes a good point that I forgot about. It makes fun of you if you choose the easiest difficulty.
Yeah, it's great.
I'd forgotten
about
that.
Where do you think baby ass baby mode comes from?
Yeah.
It comes from this game.
And you had a dummy in your mouth, didn't you?
And you had a bonnet on.
A bonnet on,
and
yeah.
And big eyes. And it said, please, Daddy, don't hurt me.
Okay, so I have the review from Inari Fox. So Inari Fox, being 21, quite the gamer, loves their Steam games, loves things like Hollow Knight and Apex Legends, plays a lot of those. Amongst other things, Baldur's Gate, very much into Baldur's Gate. So here we go. As someone born in the early 2000s, this game is definitely a unique experience to me. I've played my share of 3D shooters, but this is the first I've played that uses tank controls to move and aim. Using no mouse is something I've never considered for a 3D shooter, so I found it incredibly hard to adjust. I did manage to clear the first level before being brutally taken out in the second, so pat on the back to me. However, I felt like...
There he is!
Yeah, I felt like a scum of the earth for shooting some poor dogs, even though they were attempting to ruthlessly bite my limbs off. I never want to play a game like this again. I can't even imagine how the oldies reading this review out could have even completed this game back then. 4 out of 10, I had enough of the tank controls.
I love that.
Thank
That's
you.
So
again,
good.
Fair assessment. I think the one thing I will encourage people to do, if you do intend on following along and playing these with us over the fortnight, is try and go in with an open mentality and don't assume that they'll suck because they're old.
Yeah.
There are so many games which we might, you know, visit in a future topic that are what I would call evergreen and stand the test of time and always will. This being one of them, if you can wrap your head around the controls, I think that's probably the highest barrier to entry for this one.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, great game.
But yeah, there we go.
Do we have any other reviews or are we moving on? If you'd like to...
I don't have any access to any others.
If you would like to jump in and play along with us, please, whenever we choose the game, play along, send us in your review via Discord or Instagram or wherever you want to send in your words and we will read them out and let people know what you think. And obviously, there's a lot of generations that have come before and after Floppy and I. So
not many that came before, but...
No, not a lot. We're right near the start.
They're all dead.
And if you don't want them to be public in the Discord, feel free to DM either one of us.
Yeah,
you know, we're happy
absolutely.
To read it out privately.
Yeah, we
later.
Can read out DMs. That's, sorry, what?
No, that's DP you're thinking of.
Oh,
anyway... Back.
Send me photos of that one.
It's now... Jesus.
Woo!
It's now time...
Not even joking.
...to choose next time's game.
Now, we have done a little bit of a decision.
I've just seen Brayden's list and I'm so excited.
Brayden is the only person that hasn't had a game picked yet, so we're going to automatically roll the dice for Brayden.
Woo! Yep, so usually we roll a D4 to determine whose choice it is. And then we roll a D whatever.
We can roll it, but every answer is going to be Braden.
Yeah. So, Braden, let's bring up 1D4.
Okay.
And you've got four games here on your list.
Yep, four games here.
Here we go.
We have Dicey Dungeons, we have Power Wash Sim, we have Superliminal, and Vampire Survivors.
I really hope it's Vampire Survivors.
It's Vampire Survivors! Hell
now,
yeah.
Please correct me from, is this the one that is like the twin stick shooter?
It's a twin stick shooter in the very similar vein to Castlevania as far as
I have
concerned.
Seen you guys play this, but I've never played
it. It's on mobile, it's on Switch, it is on
Xbox,
it's not on PlayStation yet.
How much is it on Switch?
Like $6.
Yeah,
I'll buy that.
Between 6 and 15,
it's,
I think, depending on sales.
So worth it.
Because I won't play it on a phone.
PS5 when? No way! I can get trophies for it. Fuck yeah!
Not if you keep playing Final Fantasy, mate. You'd have to stop.
So the fun part about this is that this trailer literally starts with Greg Miller from Kinda Funny screaming, "Put it on PlayStation 5, you cowards." And then it is coming to PlayStation 5.
Okay, do you want to know something really quickly about how much time I've put into Vampire Survivors?
Yes.
So across my mobile save and my Switch save, I'm going to get you guys to guess in terms of hours.
800.
That's a lot.
140.
Higher.
270.
A little bit higher.
280.
A little bit higher.
280.
A little bit higher.
293.
Nope, a little bit higher.
300.
Tiny bit higher.
301.
312 hours.
Wow.
Damn.
As an aside, Dylan the Villain says the PlayStation version has over 150 trophies.
Wow.
Jeez. Why does that make you more excited? That's too much.
Okay,
that's
a lot. But I put so much time into games
and
I
now
love.
You've got to do it all again.
Yeah, but I don't care.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Like, Hades is a game all about playing over again.
Look at those mechs.
Platinum that. It's so good. And it's getting a story mode on like a campaign now instead of it just being like a score challenge.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
going
like to
be
that.
Sick.
Yeah. Is it out on PlayStation 5 yet?
9th
of
May.
9th of May.
No, that's DLC.
Oh, the Contra DLC.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, it's getting Contra DLC.
That's weird.
That's amazing.
All right. Is this available on Steam at the moment? How much is it on Steam?
Let me have a look how much it is on Steam. Here we go. Vampires.
Because I reckon I can get Inari to play this one.
Coda's going to hate me.
Oh, man. Like I can't wait to talk about this next show.
Vampire Survivors on Steam is a solid $7.49.
Hell yes. So please, please play Vampire Survivor with us. Leave your comments in the Discord or down below if you're watching this on YouTube. And let us know what you think of this, not to prejudice you, but freaking simply amazing game.
That
here we go.
Thing that popped up on screen on the Steam trailer, Dopamine Simulator.
Oh, by the way.
Best way to describe
just
this game.
Just for the beginners, all I'll say is go for the garlic. Okay.
Yes.
If you're a beginner, go for the garlic.
Start off with garlic,
is
and then
euphemism?
You'll work your way from there.
No, you'll understand. But when you see garlic cloves, grab that.
Yeah, I don't particularly know anything about this game. I've seen you guys play it a little bit.
I didn't
realize
I had local co-op.
Yeah, man.
There's a lot of stuff
going
on.
Oh, local co-op. We should totally play this. We should get together on a stream and play
this. You've said that so many times.
Bit of local co-op?
No, but we legit can. Like, we can go to my place. It's 2 minutes down the road. I can set up a stream with a capture card from a Switch. We're good.
Local co-op Vampire Survivors would... Floppy, that would be probably the best way for you to experience this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down. I don't have to work until 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Not tonight.
Not tonight.
I'm an old man.
Oh.
I got work tomorrow.
I'm an old man too. Fuck you. I can stay up late.
But I'm older. I haven't got any hair.
You're not older. You're younger than me.
I am, like, physically older.
Mentally, I think you mean.
If we're going,
emotionally.
Oh, 100%.
If we're going physicality, I had spinal surgery. I'm older than all of you.
All right, speaking of spinal surgery, it's time to quiz on your face.
Oh.
Yeah, because you need to have spinal surgery to be able to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you needed a rib removed.
No, it just needs to be flexible.
That's a very different...
I think there's a word for auto something fellatio.
Look away, aren't
that's
it?
All right. I'll grab my laptop in my hand so these two can't see. But I have...
I usually have my glasses. I usually have my glasses on. I forgot to bring them inside.
I have four questions here. Two from me, two from our Patreon-level producers. Well, producer-level Patreons, whichever way you want those words to be.
Let's talk into that mic, Ben.
So,
there it is.
Norris Greg Miller.
There goes a thing.
There it is.
I have four questions here. Two from me, two from our producer-level Patreons. And I'm going to ask them. Then I'm going to have four questions after it. And,
auto fallout here.
For the podcast listeners, our live chat's being very naughty,
damn
bit saucy. If you'd like to see it, head on over to hackthedino.com.
Particularly.
Apparently 204 trophies.
Oh, you know how these quizzes go. I ask a question, give four or multiple choices.
First question, go.
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, hang on. I didn't do what levels everyone's on.
Level.
Zach Sabbath is on level one. Jazz is on level one. Angie's on level three after last week. Anto, you're on level four.
Hey.
Brayden's on level five. And Floppy's on level seven.
You've never called them levels.
I know, but is
we
it
are
cool?
now. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
I like it.
Who agrees with levels?
Me too. RPGs, yep, go.
All right. Oh, jeez. Mr. Impatient here.
We're running always out of time, Ben.
Keeping an eye on the watch, this one. He makes sure we're always hitting on time and always valuable words.
Always hitting it on time.
Dylan the Villain asks, or says, uses these words. One of my favorite indie games is the Henry Stickmin Collection. It features hundreds of video game references and characters, but which of the following doesn't appear at all? A. Apollo Justice from Ace Attorney. B. The Creeper from Minecraft. C. Freddy Fazbear from Five Nights at Freddy's. Or D. The Sniper from Team Fortress 2.
Floppy.
Yes, Floppy.
Freddy Fazbear.
Incorrect.
Good guess, though. Good
Anto and Brayden. Anto?
I'm going to go Brayden.
Through the first two choices.
Hang on, Anto got in first.
Oh.
The first two were A, Apollo Justice from Ace Attorney, or B, The Creeper from Minecraft.
I think I know which one it is.
I'm going to go Apollo Justice.
You would be correct!
Nintendo.
I recently watched Markiplier play all of them again.
So, Dylan adds here as an amendium.
What's this game, sorry?
Henry Stickmin.
Henry Stickmin.
Dylan says, while Apollo Justice is not in the game, Phoenix Wright is your lawyer in one of the endings.
Oh.
Also, afterwards, mention to everyone that they need to play it.
Sounds amazing. And you got me.
They're pretty interesting. It's just absurd situations where you make decisions and choices and things just go to shit.
I'm down with
so
that.
So my life.
Like you choose to scale off a building using plungers or a rope or... It's just dumb.
So my life.
It's very fun.
It's Mission Impossible.
Okay, here we go. Question number two. In The Last of Us, a phone number can be seen on a random flyer. This is a real number for what type of business? A pizza shop. B, a video rental store. C, the Nintendo helpline. Or D, a phone sex operator.
Anto.
Anto?
Pizza shop.
Incorrect.
Damn it.
Floppy.
Floppy?
Video rental.
Incorrect.
What?
Brayden, would you like to hear your choices?
I think you just answered.
Yeah. Nintendo helpline?
No, it's the phone sex operator.
Damn it. Ah.
Really?
Damn
there
it.
You go.
That's really funny.
Okay. Michael Towns asks, what classic video game series had a planned movie adaptation and game tie-in featuring a famous film star before the project was shelved, with only the video game releasing in 2009? Was it A, Missile Command starring Vin Diesel, Spy Hunter starring The Rock, Spy Hunter starring Rock the Dwayne Johnson. Right, sorry, no, I got that right. Hang on. This time. Spy Hunter starring Rock the Dwayne Roxon. C, Space Invaders starring Nick Cage. Or D, Harshmallow starring
Anto.
Chris Pratt.
Oh my god. I completely forgot
the question.
You finished the question now, Anto.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
so,
you did.
Other chaps, you've got first go.
Sake, this is bullshit.
I can't even remember the question. Can you please repeat it?
No.
Famous video game.
Brayden.
Yes, Brayden.
Is it Space Invaders?
No.
Anto.
Anto?
Spy Hunter.
Correct.
Oh,
I still don't remember what the question was.
Which famous video game release had a... No, which celebrity had a video game and movie tie-in that was meant to release together, but only the game came out?
Oh.
I'm surprised you didn't know that from the name of the game. Like, I feel like you've played it and talked about it before.
This is a full game
playthrough. Yeah, I just couldn't remember the fucking question.
This is a full game playthrough and it goes for an hour.
He got me with the name, and then I couldn't remember the question.
I just think it's adorable that Anto takes this quiz so seriously. He gets angry when I shaft him.
I mean, I've got to be good at something, and you guys bully me for everything else I'm good at.
Who was going to be starring in this?
I could go, nah, and you go, oh, that's Chrono Trigger in level 4, whatever.
That's the Corridor of Time from Chrono...
Yeah, oh, see, there you go.
Corridor of Time.
All right, here we go, last question.
Who was going to be starring in that one?
That was
Rocky
starring...
Dwayne Roxon.
That's right.
God damn it.
I remember that bit.
Okay, here we go. Now, Brayden, yes. After we've answered this, there is a video and assets for you to play, but ooh, don't play it yet.
Okay.
Is that when we've answered?
Once you've all answered and I've said, all right, Brayden, play the video.
Okay.
Don't look yet. Okay, here we go. Last question. Which of the following actually happened in an ad for the Game Boy Micro? A, Luigi was shrunk down and almost eaten by Mario. B, it was implied that someone had a micro penis. C, they used the term greatest micro machine there is before getting sued by Mattel. Or D, a mouse tried to have sex with it.
Floppy.
Yes, Floppy.
Mouse tried to get one up it.
Correct.
My God.
Play the video.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, yep, there's a mouse. Okay.
Yep. We need to be able to see it.
Yes, we do.
I'm bringing it up. Here we are.
Like GameCube and Game Boy Advance or Game Boy Micro era. So,
I remember this.
Were here we unhinged.
Go. There is a mouse in a trap, and they've got cheese on one end and a micro on the other, and the mouse climbs over the wall and starts banging the Game Boy Micro. And they thought
so dumb.
That was a good way to sell that system.
They covered it.
I don't know what was going on with Nintendo.
It was just this era, like 2000 to 2005.
Nintendo
was just unhinged.
Late 90s, early 2000s.
Nintendo of America, I should say.
Yes.
Nintendo of America.
Stuart, not so little.
Townsley. Jesus. God damn it, Townsley.
Oh, man, madness. I remember that.
Wild.
So, at the end of that round, I just have to do some adjustments here and carry the 5 there and don't forget the warp zone. And we have Zach on level 1, Jazz on level 1, Angie on level 3, Brayden on level 5, Anto level 6, and Floppy still in the lead on level number 8.
Did you just say carry the 1, don't forget the warp zone?
Correct.
That's pretty, I like that. That's good.
I am.
Warp zone from Mario, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Ben.
Yo.
I've done a treat for you.
Oh, okay.
I could only find two listings on eBay of Dino Riders number 3.
Oh, wow.
There's
How
only
long
two.
Did it take you to type that? We were talking about that about an hour ago.
No, I found them a while ago, but there was no good time to bring it up. But there's literally only two listings that I can find.
Yep.
So I'll leave them open for you.
Thanks. I'll find them eventually. Dino Riders number 1 was given to me as a gift. That was nice. Anyway, Floppy, you want to plug anything?
Sure. Your mum. you can head over to Instagram where you can look up Floppy Plays Games.
He's playing a dangerous game at the moment.
Sure is. You didn't know I was talking to you. I was talking to the royal you. It was all of everyone.
Jesus.
Yeah, I post pictures of games and things that I've bought. I did pick up Elix and Fist a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
Euphemism, maybe not. Elix is actually interesting. It's like this one where you got like you can flick between a fantasy world and a sci-fi.
See,
world.
I look at that and call it Elix.
Yeah, I would
Elix
that too.
or to correctly pronounce it, Ely 10.
Ely 10.
Ely 10 too.
Well, the second E makes the first E an E and not an E.
Ely 10.
So, Elix.
Ely 10.
But anyway, bought that, and it's got my Toy Fair things on there from that I put up there today.
Hmm. Anto.
I've actually posted a new thing on my Final Fantasy Instagram account in the last week. People probably already know about it, but I recently finished my physical... Final Fantasy Mainline Release Collection. So I now have all of them because I bought Final Fantasy XI.
That's cool.
So how many is in that collection?
At least 11.
Like how many physical? How many physical things?
Oh, so like I've got at least one physical copy of every mainline installment now.
So how many?
So I've got like 7 Final Fantasy VIIs and 4 Final Fantasy VIIIs.
How many different games are there?
There are 16 mainline titles at the moment.
Yep.
So how many copies of a Final Fantasy game do you own?
I don't understand the question
either.
All right,
so either.
There's Final Fantasy 1. Yep. I have one copy of that. There's Final Fantasy 2. I have two copies of that. Therefore, I have three. Final Fantasy 3.
Oh,
I have six copies of that.
How many?
Okay. I have nine.
How many Final Fantasy games do you own?
If you want me to list it, I can.
Not list. Just tell me a number.
The number.
Okay, so for Final Fantasy 1?
No, just a number. Just
in total.
This many.
In total.
God, I don't know.
Round, rough guess. It's not that important. I was just making a conversation starter.
Like 30?
Whatever 3 times 16 is, at least.
At least.
Okay. Right, I was, what, 32? You're looking at like, what, 48?
Maybe.
No, 52? I don't know.
Maybe. But yeah, no, Toy Fair stuff will be going up on here as well. I just didn't want to put it up 54? Before today because I was actually going to be on the show for once. I've got some other stuff recently that will be going up probably here, if not on my other Instagram account. Hey, it's Anto. I bought a fairly expensive Sonic Adventure anniversary statue.
That's a nice statue. I saw it.
Yeah,
it's very nice statue.
Only downside is first four figures didn't ship it with a battery or charging cable. They expect you to go out and spend an extra $30 on that.
Oh, that's nice. What port does it take?
So it's a USB-C charging port, but the battery is a 18500.
Oh, it won't work just off power.
No, no. Oh. It literally requires you to finish the circuit with a specialist battery that you can only buy at like two locations physically in South Australia.
Wow.
Hang on, what was this?
That is dodgy. Battery for a light.
Yeah.
Anyway, Braden.
Hi.
Pop, plug.
Plug. I do a movie and TV show and WWE podcast with my friends called Millennial Movie Talk, and we recently talked about the Deadpool and Wolverine trailer. And Alex went and saw Abigail and Challengers. And Challengers is apparently very good. That's the Zendaya threesome movie.
Oh, the tennis one?
Yeah, the tennis one.
I was going to say tennis movie, not the threesome movie,
I think,
right?
There's tennis in there.
Oh, there is a lot of threesome
there's
working.
A lot of balls being hit back and forth.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it's not a fun time unless you've got balls flying at your face.
That's it. We also talk a lot about Fallout. Understandably. And next week's episode will feature The Fall Guy, which is the Ryan Gosling, Emily Blunt rom-com.
And you've got Ryan Gosling live on the show, don't you?
That's it. Yeah. Yep. Ken himself.
Well, what a huge coup that is for you.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Is there any plans to revive the thing you were doing when you were watching like classic movies that you guys hadn't seen?
Not at the moment.
They're talking about classic wrestling now.
Okay.
We are just talking about wrestling. Shout out to Demi, who's Rhea Ripley, who's injured at the moment, which is very sad. But it'll be okay.
She does watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally. Really?
No.
Oh, I was going to say what?
Well, she is from Adelaide.
Big gamer.
She is. She is a massive fan of Vegeta. In fact, her first WrestleMania match against Charlotte Flair. Go back and look at her costume. It's a Vegeta Saiyan costume.
Fantastic.
Cool. Yeah. Absolute champ. I do Super Retro Squad, where I go out and take my GoPro and look around looking for bargains and bring you along for the ride in a point of view. Much like Wolfenstein, I shoot Nazis while I'm doing it as well. So that's extra fun. Yeah.
And just like Wolfenstein, it's all from a middle of your chest.
Yeah, that's right. So I go out with Julian, Ghost Games, friend of the show, and we find heaps of stuff for pretty good prices. I try to give a little bit of history on things when I find them as well and know something about them. Or I'll just, you know, Julian goes just in the chat there. Put some ads in for no reason. Like if I need the video to be over that 10-minute mark and I don't have enough footage, I go, where's an old ad of something
cup.
That I found?
Generation 1 Transformer cup.
Yeah, they wanted $45 for that.
That is too much because doesn't even have his weapon.
No. Oh, this was just someone's house.
Oh.
Yeah, they had like
it was a market.
Did they know you were in there?
Yeah, they invited us. They were having a one of these collection where they had everyone come round.
They
at a market. It was the market where I got that box full of figures for $50, and it was like Ninja Turtles in there and Street Sharks and everything. They said, "Oh, we've got a thing at our house. Come to it." And we went, "All right." So Julie and I rocked up. There wasn't that much there. You would have loved it. It's heaps of model stuff.
Yeah, right.
This is a big spread for a house.
Yeah, well, we're inside their shed there.
Far out.
I did two videos for the Adelaide Comic and Toy Fair. They'll be coming out in the next couple of weeks. One of them deals with the day before the con, so where all the actual deals happen. And then the next one is
I missed it this year.
The actual con. So yeah, I found a whole lot of Tarzos.
Is that where you found the Sonic ones, but I have now?
Yes.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah,
nice.
it was actually right here. In fact, I think you can actually hear me saying, oh, Anto would like them. Oh, Vera would like them. Oh, Ossie would like them. I bought this whole bucket full of Tarzos. But yeah, Super Retro Squad, check it out. It's a good fun time.
And totally thought you said jerk it out then.
Maybe I did.
Jerk it out.
But we've been Hack the Dino. This has been our gaming cast where we allegedly bring you the past, present, and future of video games news, previews, and discussions.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't.
But after all that, I'd just like to say thank you for being a friend. Oh, and thank the Patreons.
Specifically to the Patreons. If you could bring that back up, please, Braden. Thank you to those Patreons that like to supply us with funds to do all the things that we'd like
to do. Keep the mics on.
So thank you to Seth. Thank you to Ash Knight. Thank you to Karen Knight, Dylan the Villain, Triple Indy, Mike Towns, and
Game Boy Dad. And please, if you would like to throw some coin our way, we'd really appreciate it. Head on over to hackthedino.com, click the Patreon link, and join for as little as $2 a month. I promise you we'll actually get those tiers updated and have a discussion about what we can actually do to make it worth your money. Besides, bring you hours of endless entertainment and euphemisms.
Yeah, TLDR, if you had fun, send us some funds.
What was...
What?
TLDR?
Too long, don't read.
Yeah.
Oh, floppy.
Are you just fucking making... Stop! Just fucking stop making...
LFG!
Fucking... What is it, anagrams? Stop it! Say words!
Okay, it's past Floppy's bedtime. He has to... Yeah.
Jesus!
The he's grumpy.
The nurse needs to
no,
come
I had
and take
someone else
now.
The other day at work say
he's started again.
They said lol to me. I'm like, no, you don't find it funny. If you found it funny, you'd fucking laugh.
Stop it. Just stop it.
Fucking do it. Stop describing the emotions that you aren't
Brayden,
actually having.
Why are you doing this?
It's not okay.
I'm going to twat you one.
My rant's over.
What?
Wait, no, it's not.